Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome to Checking In with Michelle Williams, a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. Hey y'all, how y'all doing? It's gonna be another fun episode, a fun and informative episode. My next guest is someone who everyone loves. She's literally a 90s TV sitcom icon and became a household name from one of the most popular TV sitcoms ever, and she's checking in with me next. Health comes first before any job or person, and you oftentimes have to be your own advocate, especially as a woman of color. And I am interested in talking to Tia about her diagnosis of endometriosis and the changes that she had to go through in her diet or just what happened leading up to that diagnosis. I feel like sometimes we'll have pain in our bodies, or ladies, your cycle might be heavy or painful and you think it's normal. And my gynecologist said, painful heavy periods are not normal. So guys, of course, you can listen in too. I don't want you to be squeamish on this interview, but we're going to talk about everything. And Tia is doing some of everything. She's got a new book out. Around Thanksgiving, her own line of cookware. The girl can cook. The girl can cook. So I'm excited to talk with her today. And I hope it's just an episode that informs us and tells us that no matter how young you are, that it's not too early to start checking up on your health. And it's not too early to, you know, kind of start figuring out your plan and your goals. And if you need help, reach out to someone. There are so many life coaches, career coaches, and so many people in the area in which you probably want to excel in. And so, okay, I'm stop talking. I'm excited. All right, y'all, let's check in. Okay, well, this is so exciting. So exciting. This guest this week, right now she's starring as Coco in the Netflix series Family Reunion, which actually won an NAACP Image Award for Outstanding Children's Program this year. She's also the author of the best-selling book, Whole New You. Her new cookbook, The Quick Fix, was released September 28th. No, but that's not where it ends. No, that's not where it is. She has her own cookware line called Spice by Tia Mari and the co-founder of Shop Answer, which is a line of vitamins. And we'll get into all of that. Who am I speaking of? None other than the amazing, beautiful, brilliant, and, busy Tia Mari.
Aw, what a lovely introduction. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I was very, very excited to talk to you.
Wow. It is awesome to talk to you. And I was like, where do you find the time to do all of this?
You know, I literally just take everything a day at a time. I really do. I also, you know, I prioritize things, I guess. I do have a long to-do list, let's just say that. But I think when you love what you do, when you're very passionate about what you do, at the end of the day, you really do find time, right? I feel like there's this meme that floats around the internet, and it's like, you'll make time for something that you really care about, you know, and that you're very passionate about. It's so true. Like, you know how there's some people that have like excuses, but so anyway, my answer to your question is I find time. I prioritize my to-do list. Now, the thing is, you know, some days I'll get things done. Some days I won't get done. And that's okay too. I'm forgiving of myself when it comes to that. But
that's good. Let's speak to that, because we're in a new world of hustle. We're in the world of I'll sleep when I die.
Yes. Yes.
What's the other saying? While you were sleeping, I was grinding.
Yeah, I know.
But here you're saying you forgive yourself and you don't beat yourself up if you didn't get the whole to-do list done.
Girl, no. You know, that was the biggest lesson that I think, one of the biggest lessons that I think that I learned during quarantine when we, you know, it's crazy how we're kind of still in this pandemic, but, you know, at the beginning, nobody was doing anything. We all were home. And I saw that so many people were being productive, meaning they just didn't know how to, and there's no judgment here. You know, I think this is just a part of society where we feel like being productive is being productive. But actually, I learned that not being productive is also being productive, if you get my drift. So
yes,
resting, recuperating, rejuvenating, self-love, self-care, all of that is also being productive. So you know, constantly grinding until you know, get sick is not, I don't see that as something that's, you know, positive. You still have to take care of yourself, and being like not necessarily productive is also a way of being productive.
Yeah. Not being productive is also a way of being productive. If you have been productive.
Productive. Yeah, you got to make sure you get that in. You don't want to be, you know, sitting on your behind all day and like not doing anything.
Be like, oh, Tia said that not being productive is productive. No, boo, that only counts.
No, it's in context. It's in context. But yeah. And, you know, I had to learn that because I'm obsessed with what I do. I'm very passionate about what I do. And I can say I'm a little bit of a workaholic, you know what I mean? But it's okay to not be, you know, doing anything. You need to recoup and you need to reset and recover. And that's also, you know, being productive.
Absolutely. All of that, like you said, rest, rejuvenating, and recovering.
Covering.
It all is a part of it. I mean, an add on being a mom and wife.
Yeah.
We didn't even get there.
Yeah.
You know, add that to all that you do. But like you said, when you have a joy and love and you're in passion and purpose, it almost doesn't seem like it's work. Maybe it's like the tiredness doesn't hit you maybe until you walk in your door and your feet hit your wood floors.
Yeah.
Or whatever kind of flooring you have. And you're like, ooh, I did a lot today.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Yeah. I think that's the coolest thing though about being a mom is, even if, you know, we're talking about work and not every day is always going to be a great day. You know what I mean? At work, there are going to be some days where you are overwhelmed and you are exhausted or things didn't necessarily go as planned. But as soon as, you know, when those days happen for me, and they do, you know, I walk into my home, and then when I see my kids and when they run up to me and they're like, mommy, 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 and they just want to give you hugs and kisses, it's like they can really, I know this is cheesy, but what do they say? They can really turn a frown into a smile. Like,
yeah,
they are just the joys, really of my life. They're just so wonderful, and they motivate me to do everything that I do.
That's so good, Tia.
Oh, thank you.
I don't have children at the moment, but I hear that it's standard to have mom guilt when you decide to get back out there and work.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know if you still have it.
No, yeah, totally.
But when you talk about the smiles that welcome you when you come home, I hope it kind of turns that, even that mom guilt, like, okay, so y'all are okay. Yeah. Okay, you missed me. Okay, great kids. Okay, what do you want for dinner?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Tia, congratulations on your second cookbook, The Quick Fix. As I said, it was released September 28th, and your recipes are geared for a healthier and a stress-free life. But I'm seeing that there are so many reasons people feel like they don't want to cook, or they say that they don't have the time or money to cook. Now, I said three things. They don't want to cook.
Okay.
Or you don't have time to cook.
Okay.
Until you don't have the money to cook.
Okay.
Now, what can you tell those listeners? First of all, to buy your book and cook. Because you're talking to me. I'm one of those three.
Okay. So you don't want to cook, you don't have time to cook, and then you don't have money to cook. Mm-hmm. So what's really, really cool is Timor's Quick Fix, well, Tia's Quick Fix, the Quick Fix Kitchen, it speaks to all of that. And, you know, my goal to write this book was and is basically to inspire people to get into the kitchen. And the first one, you don't want to cook. I feel like, you know, people maybe necessarily don't want to cook because they're overwhelmed, right? They're overwhelmed with being in the kitchen, number one, because of lack of whether there's organization or they just don't know necessarily where to start. And what's really, really great about this book is I focus on that and I help you. I set you up for success, meaning I tell you the essentials that you need in your pantry. I help you how to organize your pantry. I tell you the essential items that you need to even start cooking, meaning cookware and all of that. So I really think that people think that they have to be this trained chef. Like they think that they have to be perfect, right?
Okay.
But that's not necessarily the case. I'm not a, you know, trained chef, should I say. I'm definitely a self-taught cook. And, you know, if I could do it, I truly believe that if I could do it, then you could do it too. And the recipes in this cookbook, it's all about practicality. It's all about being practical, right? Mm-hmm. Like I said, people are feeling overwhelmed. You know, they have so much to do in the day, whether you're a mom, whether you're not a mom, you know, whether you have two or three jobs or whatever. It's like, how do I get food on the table? And these recipes, they're quick and easy. I mean, it's called Quick Fix Kitchen.
I am so excited. I am getting mine. It is actually on the way.
Yay!
I'm sorry to say that I don't wake up in the day and say, I feel like cooking. But I find that once I get in the kitchen, I actually enjoy it. And every time I say, what are you talking about? This is nice.
Yeah. I always say too, well, in the book, I actually talk about, I'm a huge Beyonce fan. I just absolutely love you guys. And I say, put on, you know, your favorite jams with a glass of wine, make it a fun experience. Okay. So that was, I don't want to cook. I completely forgot what the second one was. It was, I don't want to cook.
I don't have time or money.
Oh, I don't have time. So I did answer that question. So the time is, like I was saying, it's about practicality. The recipes, a lot of them are sheet pan dinners, one pot meals, meaning you're just kind of putting everything into one dish and you're throwing it in the oven. You're just letting it go. And 20, 30 minutes later, you have a well-balanced meal for yourself or for your family and for your kids. Now, when it comes to money, how I look at things is I'm a huge, huge fan of farmers markets, like farmer markets, like every city or town, they have one. And it's really important also just to support these markets. But you can get organic, fresh produce from these markets. And, you know, some people just don't know, again, that that's an option. So I would say that's like some advice and a tip that I would give people, you know, if it's, you know, about money. And then also, you know, of course, when you buy things in bulk, you save money that way. So look at, you know, places that, sell things in bulk and then do, you know, the prep work on a Sunday. So say, for instance, if you buy peppers in bulk or something like that, on Sunday, go ahead, chop them up, you know, so that you'll have them ready and prepped and prepared for you, you know, for the week when you start to make your meals. And again, it's not overwhelming and you've saved money.
Okay. So y'all, for y'all that fall into the category of one of those three, you don't want to cook, you don't have the time, or you feel you don't have the money, Tia has just given us some great advice, and more of it is in her new book, The Quick Fix. Well, you also said something and it got me to thinking. Now, when you said that you help with the organization, and I was like, why don't we make that an episode that will air on Cleo TV?
Oh, yes.
On your popular, you have your popular YouTube channel also called Tia Maui's Quick Fix. So where you literally saw life's dilemmas from home, lifestyle, and even beauty. So of course, I've got a few questions to ask that you can give your advice on as well. So I live in Atlanta. I know you're in Cali, right? Yeah.
Let's go.
So listen, I'll send for you. I'll make sure you have, is it the Container Store or wherever you have your deals at? Let's go.
You know, I actually, it was very, very important to me that, because, you know, I have my cookware line, Spice by Tia. You know, the thing that I love about organization is, again, like for me, it's all about the experience, right? With cooking, you don't want to feel overwhelmed. And it's the same thing with organization. I feel like when everything is organized, you know, you have, like I said, you come home from work, you know, you want to wind down, you want to relax, you want to reset. And for me, it's like, I don't want to spend time trying to figure out where everything is. It's stressful. So with the organization, I always love to use like clear jars so that you can see what's in them. And then also I used to overbuy, meaning I would buy something that I already had. Whereas when things are in a clear jar, you can see how low it is, see how much of it you already have so that you're not, you know, buying something that you already have. And then, you know, it looks great at the same time too.
Well, I'm excited. I know I go into friends' homes and everything is just so beautifully organized. Now, do you find yourself maybe going into other people's homes that aren't so organized and you like, I know I'm supposed to mind my business.
But oh man,
ma'am, sir.
You know, I was the type of person. So say for instance, if I had a sleepover, you know, with some friends or whatever, I don't know if it's the, you know, the nurturer in me, but I would find myself cleaning up their room, cleaning up the kitchen, and it wouldn't bother me. You know, it was just something that I would do. So to answer your question, if I did walk into someone's home and I saw that there needed to be a little bit of tidying up, if I'm there for a minute, I would just start doing it. It's you know, let's just say this, I make a great house guest. I help out.
Listen, yeah. I feel like I am that way too.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details. Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and an extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Was there a recipe that you created during the pandemic?
Uh-huh. You know, my family were really big on like spaghetti, right? My dad, that was one dish that he would always make for the family, like spaghetti and meatballs. And then I actually did, on my YouTube channel, Timori's Quick Fix,
yep.
I did an episode with my dad on that and I had so much fun and we shared his recipe. So I would say I definitely perfected that dish. I actually changed it up a little bit where I wanted to add some more texture to the dish. So during quarantine, I had added capers and then I added panko crumbs. And panko crumbs are like, you know, the Japanese breadcrumbs. So they have like a nice texture to them. Like if you want to have like a nice crunch to your chicken, you know, on the skin, you could coat it with panko crumbs. And so what I did was I seasoned up the panko crumbs and then I sauteed them a little bit in the pan, just to make them really nice and browned and crunchy. And then I added that on top of the spaghetti. So we had spaghetti and meatballs with Parmesan cheese and the capers and the panko crumbs. And when I say this spaghetti, like spoke volumes, it was so good. I was like, we need some comforting food, you know, with a nice glass of wine. It was so good.
Are y'all hungry? Because I am. Now, speaking of, this is like the second time you've mentioned wine, unless I'm ignorant. Is that on the way?
No, it's not. No, I just love, I always say, I call it mommy juice. You know what I mean? Like yes. Wine, it just, for some reason, it's the best. Especially when you have kids, it's just like, let me just have a glass of wine.
Yes.
And I'm good.
It's like the kids, you have your juicy juice. I have mommy
juice. Yeah, I have
juice.
My mommy juice.
Don't touch it. Don't touch it.
No.
Wow. So many things have been created during the pandemic, or maybe some people lost motivation during the pandemic. And for people that maybe started projects that didn't finish them, What advice do you have for someone who just needs to get that motivation to finish what they started?
Oh, gosh. Well, first of all, I would have to say, don't judge yourself. I think that is the hardest thing that we tend to do as just human beings and just as people. We live in a society that's just so focused on perfectionism and just being perfect and being super mom or just being, you know, non-human. Should I say? So I would definitely have to say, first of all, forgive yourself, you know what I mean? And say, it's okay that you didn't, you know, complete whatever it is that you wanted to do at the time. If you didn't feel motivated, you didn't feel motivated. And that is okay. That doesn't necessarily mean that that's going to be the precursor to what your future is going to be like, right? Just because you didn't feel motivated at that time doesn't necessarily mean that you can't pick up the pieces and move forward. You know what I mean? I'm a true believer of taking everything a step at a time, putting one foot in front of the other, not overwhelming yourself and taking everything a day at a time. So when you have a healthier perspective, meaning it first starts in the mind, when you have a healthier perspective on the situation and when you have a healthier perspective on yourself, then you'll be most likely, you know, you'll get the, you'll start to get that motivation back and believe in yourself. You know what I mean? Know that there's, in Esther, in the Bible, it says there's such a time as this. So, and I love that quote mainly because, and it's taught me that, you know, don't judge wherever you are in your life. You know what I mean? There's a time for sadness. There's a time for joy. There's a time for, you know, feeling overwhelmed. You're wherever you are for a reason. So, you know, don't be afraid to, like I said, embrace that moment and say, okay, this is where I am right now. This is not where I'm going to be. And I'm okay with that. And then once you have that perspective, you start to see a shift within yourself and a change within yourself. And that's, you know, that's the advice that I would give, you know, to people.
Thank you so much for sharing. As you were talking about healthier perspectives, I said, this young lady walks what she's talking.
Aww.
And then when you brought up one of my favorite women to study biblically, Esther.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And this conversation can go in so many directions. And I want to honor your time. Aww. I want to honor everything that you have your hands in. I want to talk about the vitamins. I want to talk about like, wait a minute. I want to see you. We all were like, we want to see you on television acting again.
Yeah.
And you are. There's so much. So I'm trying to make it make y'all. I'm trying to make the conversation make sense. Because you are so many things, so many awesome things. And I know that we've seen so many months dedicated to mental health. We've seen months, a month dedicated to breast cancer awareness. Mm-hmm. And not too long ago, you shared that you had struggled with endometriosis, which affected your health and fertility, and that women of color are not being represented in the health and wellness industry. And first of all, thank you so much for talking about it. And not only that, your line of vitamins and supplements were literally the answer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So how many women don't even know that changing up the diet, fitness, lowering the stress, can help with a diagnosis such as endometriosis, fibroids, or even PCOS. So just share us whatever you want to share about your journey.
Yeah. You know, I was experiencing terrible symptoms that come with endometriosis. And for years, I didn't necessarily know what was going on. I would go to many different doctors who would undermine or not take my symptoms very seriously. Some would just say, go take a hot bath or put a heating pad on. And I'm like, you guys, this is not that. Like, I'm in so much pain that I want to call an ambulance.
Yes.
Like, that's how much pain I'm in. I'm in so much pain that I had to excuse myself from my classroom when I was at Pepperdine University in college. I was in so much pain that, you know, I couldn't even drive my car. My sister had to take over and I was in the back seat curled up in a ball. So I knew that this wasn't something that you could just put a heating pad on and be okay with.
Absolutely. Ibuprofen or something probably wouldn't even be strong enough.
No, it wasn't. I was even put on like pain meds and stuff like that. And it just, it was masking the problem. It wasn't, you know, helping the situation. So long story short, I ended up, my friend she ended up coming over my house and she saw me, of course, just not, you know, feeling well with the cramps and all of that. And she was like, you need to see one of my doctors. And she was like, she's a Black doctor, Harvard graduate. She's amazing. I really want you to see her. Saw her and right away she knew exactly what I had. I did end up having several surgeries because the proper way of getting diagnosed with endometriosis is you have to have surgery and they go in and they do the scope and all of that. Yep. And of course that was very overwhelming because I had never gone under before, meaning under anesthesia. So I was just like, oh my gosh, you know, should I do this? But I was so desperate. So anyway, after two surgeries, my doctor was like, look, if you don't want to have a third, and if you want to, you know, have a baby one day, and I know you do, you're going to have to change your lifestyle. And that was the first time that I had ever heard a doctor put the responsibility on me and say, you have homework to do. And that was when my life was changed and has been changed for the better and has been changed forever.
Yes.
She literally put me in the right direction. And I started to understand how food is medicine, how food can suppress or exacerbate a sort of a situation that you have. And for me, it was inflammation. I was struggling with eczema. I was struggling with eczema. I was struggling with migraines. And then I was struggling with endometriosis. So I dove into books. I even met the authors of these books, like one-on-one, like, hi, I would just call them like, my name is Thea. Can I sit down and chat with you? But anyway, I was very serious about it. And so I started to work on my stress. I started to meditate. I started to exercise. I started to take supplements. And that is what I truly believe. And even my doctor believed was what really changed things for me. And so I didn't want to keep this information to myself. I wanted to share this information with the world. And when I was on this journey of, you know, learning more about my health and wellness, I didn't see that Black women or just women of diversity, of people of, you know, color were a part of the conversation when it came to wellness and health. I didn't see it in advertisements. I didn't see it in marketing. I didn't see it at all. And that rubbed me the wrong way. And so it was my goal to come out with a supplement line where we are including women of color within the conversation. We are creating an incredible community where we are creating a hub where people can go to for answers, for educational tools and just resources when it comes to wellness and health. And we're not just stopping with physical health. We're talking about mental health as well, because it's all encompassing mind, body, and spirit.
Yes. Yes. Well, y'all, those supplements can be found. They are available right now at Target. And there are a couple of things you mentioned, because endometriosis is found largely in women of color. So for us not to be represented and even be talked about, we should be everywhere.
Exactly.
You also talked about inflammation. You don't have to be 55 or 65 to start learning or hearing about inflammation, because young people, we all, inflammation is in our bodies. You know, like you said, because of simply what we've eaten. You know, and what we're digesting. And so I've been learning that in my own health journey. And so thank you so much for sharing. And I know it goes beyond lessening how much salt you put in your food. It's more green vegetables, you know, not a lot of processed meats. And for some reason, growing up on a lot, we weren't healthy, but we weren't inappropriate. It wasn't, but it's like, that processed food, those fast food burgers, they hit different to you. I'm sorry.
It's true.
So your palate, you get used to that. Mm-hmm. And then you don't want carrot juice. I actually love carrot juice. And you think it's not as appealing, but it's what our body needs. And we have to feed our bodies.
We do.
Did you ever notice where you feel like my body is craving something nutrient-wise?
Oh, totally. Your body is your tool. Your body is speaking to you. And it's the messenger. And I feel like once you find that relationship with your body and how it feels when you eat certain things, that is when you've hit the jackpot. And you won't necessarily really get there until you start to extract or to take certain foods, away. And again, you know, I always saying, like, it's about perspective and understanding everything as a whole or with the big picture. The problem with food today is everything is so overly processed that we are not, the foods that we are eating, if it's not whole foods, you're not getting the nutrients that your body needs and that your body deserves. And hence why supplements are really important, because if you're lacking, you know, in that area, you're taking supplements to replenish. But at the same time, you should really, really be focusing and wanting to be aware of the types of food that you are putting into your body. But yes, I do. Like I can feel when my body is saying I need more vitamin D or my body needs more vitamin C. But like I said, you have to have an awareness. And once you are aware of what food does to your body, and it's also the other way around. Like when I eat, you know, my greens, arugula, kale, which are really great, you know, so cancer fighting foods, I feel alive. Like you feel so amazing. You're energized. You just feel great. It's the same thing when you're eating your fruits, you know? But again, I think it just starts with having a relationship with anything. You know what I mean? Like having a relationship with your body, loving your body, and starting with saying, that's why our hashtag over at Answer is you are the answer. Starting with the perspective that you are worth it. You know what I mean? Like you are worth it to feel good, to reach your potential, to feel amazing. And I love when you said you don't have to be in your 60s, your 70s, your 80s, or your 50s to start really thinking about your future when it comes to your wellness and your health. It's about prevention. And the earlier you start, the better.
The earlier you start and not waiting until you get an unfortunate diagnosis. Now, I will say that there are some people who have gotten diagnoses and they've been able to reverse some things. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm excited because I'm on your website. I'm on shopanswer.com. And your top picks are a multivitamin, hair, skin, and nail gummies, and a beet superfood. I love beets.
Oh, girl, that is my favorite. And you know, it's really, I really wanted to have that be a part of the line, mainly because women, number one, and in the African American community, we suffer a lot from heart disease. And beets are so incredibly important when it comes to heart health. And also we have acai in there. We have cranberries, pomegranate, spinach. Like we have all of the nutrients that, like I said, that you need to replenish yourself with so that you can, you know, reach your potential when it comes to your wellness and your health.
And let me tell y'all, she's got bundles. And I don't mean hair bundles. Now, I'm going to sound a little judgmental. Oh, buy bundles.
I know.
But let's get a healthy bundle as well. So y'all can go to shopanswer.com and get that. Your bundles. Okay. So thank you that. So much for we've talked all things. And of course, I can't let you go without asking you about your Netflix series. Well, first of all, before we talk family reunion, Sister was the most streamed show on Netflix.
I know it. I mean, during that time, it definitely was, you know, I just feel so blessed that this is a show that is still speaking to so many families and so many people. And, you know, at the end of the day, everything that I do, I want it to have purpose. You know what I mean? I want it to be purposeful and I want it to be inspiring and to see that, you know, people are still watching it and still being inspired by the stories or just representation, being inspired by saying, I see someone that looks like me that's on television. It's very inspiring. So I'm very grateful, you know, that the show is still resonating still with so many people.
And we're grateful. We are grateful to you.
Thank you.
And all the trails that you blazed. So
thank you.
Thank you so much. Now, who cooks the best? You or Tamara? Okay, so listen.
Girl, you trying to get me in trouble.
Listen, my older sister, she is a phenomenal cook. So I already know what that answer would be. Okay, so listen, I won't make you answer that. But my show is not that kind of show where nothing is going to go viral, where it's going to be shade and end up on the blogs. No. But that's the You can text it to me. You can text me your answer. Put it in the chat of this call.
Okay.
So listen, family reunion, prayerfully, will be renewed
for another
season. It's already done?
No. So we just found out that we got renewed for a third season, which is actually kind of like our 2, 3, 4. It's almost like our fifth season. How they kind of break things up, but
got it.
We're very, very excited, very, very grateful. I love, you know, working on this show. I mean, Loretta Devine, she is just phenomenal, and then working with the kids. And again, I love creating content or just creating or doing projects where it comes from an inspirational place. And I love that this show is about non-tradition versus tradition. You know, coming together and seeing how, you know, we all can just love one another, you know, no matter what our point of views are on family, marriage, religion, all of that. So I really love playing Coco. She's a lot of fun. It will be our last season. It's the third season will be the last season, which I will definitely miss her. I know. But, you know, all good things come to an end. I've learned that, you know, being in this business for so long and being on other shows, but being a part of the show and this journey, I feel very grateful.
Well, y'all, Tia has definitely shown us how to transition and how to transition well, how to transition into works of passion that propel you to living your wildest dreams. Because people might would want to put you in the box of just be an actress. That's where your money is. That's where the money is. And it's like, no.
Yeah.
I got stuff at Target. Check is cut. We're all right. We're all right over here. So thank you for that. And I know that you're not trying to be the role model of perfection. We all have flaws, but thank you for your honesty and your transparency. And I believe this is going to be an episode of inspiration.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you for your time today.
Oh,
and
thank you.
You know that you are welcome to check in with us anytime.
Oh, thank you, Michelle.
Anytime.
You're so sweet.
Anytime.
It's so nice to talk with you.
Y'all, I told you this was going to be such a fun and informative interview. And Tia just seems, well, she is, like I said, she's so full of wisdom. And I'm glad that she took control and great care of her health and changed the way she eats, even though the food that she makes still looks like it's not missing any flavor. All right. And yes, I did insert some pettiness when I asked her who's the better cook. Is it her or Tamara? But listen, my older sister Cammy can throw down. She is the better cook. Cameron is the better cook. I can cook, but Cammy's the better cook. And I'm okay with that. I have my signature dishes that I throw down on. I just haven't necessarily added to my repertoire. No, I take that back. I added sea bass to my repertoire. And that's just baking it in the oven. But I do want to take Tia up. And really, really, I'm like, man, I should have her come to Atlanta when my house is done and see what she thinks and if she wants to organize for me. So, because that's what she does. Anyway, just continue to support her. She's got a line of cookware coming out. She's got the supplements, the vitamins. She's doing a lot. Her books are fabulous. Just a great person. And ladies, don't be ashamed or afraid, or don't make the doctor feel like you're taking up too much time by asking an extra question or two when you go to get your yearly pap smears. Hey, let them know if your period has been extra heavy or if it's been painful with cramps that send you to the emergency room. That is not normal. And just because your mother probably went through it and her mother probably went through it, that's not normal. And so that could lead to infertility with certain diagnoses like PCOS, endometriosis, and fibroids. Although there are even options out there for if you're dealing with infertility. So many people don't even know their options. You can still have children with fibroids. You can still have children with PCOS. Once again, I am not a doctor, but through my own research, I kind of know what's out there and options for people. Anywho, I love y'all so much. Thank you again for checking in. Thank you so much for subscribing and telling people about the podcast. It's growing. I say this every episode. It's growing. It's growing. It's growing. That being said, I am praying for a season 2. So I need you guys' help. I need y'all to continue to keep listening and tell more people to check in. All right, I'll talk to y'all soon. Bye-bye. Checking In with Michelle Williams is a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.